Unscripted. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.
Hello guys and welcome back to episode 17 of Unscripted and Happy New Year. Thank God 2024 is over. Thank fuck. Do you know I'm seeing so many, I said this on TikTok, but I've seen so many people talk about how 2024 has been their year and it's been amazing and they've loved 2024. No, I have hated this year. This year has been hell. Actual hell, and I'm so glad to see the back of it. Now, in saying that, obviously I have achieved a lot this year. We have our beautiful house, I have the podcast. There's a good few things that you could call achievements this year, but I feel like this year has been a very tough year for me, especially on social media. Obviously, a lot of you guys know there was a lot of hate directed towards me this year. So that was really hard and really difficult. And I feel like I was literally just in fight or flight for a lot of this year. Like, it's only really now that I feel like I'm coming back around to myself. And even then, I'm still like in fight or flight all the time. Yeah, so I think the start of this year was great and then it just slowly went downhill. So for me personally, and maybe it will give comfort to some of you guys, because I know it's hard watching people talk about how great their year has been, especially if you haven't had a good year. So if you're like me and you haven't had a great year, girl, it's now 2025. It's a new year, new us, positive mindset. And yeah, I don't know, something about this year has just been quite dark. I think, do you know what as well? I think because I had such a great 2023, like obviously 2023 was the year that Alex went on the Snoop tour. I got to travel all over the world with him and I was just so busy all the time. I feel like that's why it's been such a difficult year this year, probably going from that to obviously then Versatile split. So Alex isn't really like touring or doing shows and like it's just been very quiet. And yeah, I feel like there's been like a dark energy surrounding this year. But yeah, this year has took a toll on me mentally for sure. A big toll, I would say, that will probably take years of therapy to recover from. But we will get there. And I don't want to just focus on the negative. We've achieved a lot this year. We have the podcast, which I love and is amazing. And we've built a really nice community. And I look forward to doing it every week. We have the house, which I know we're in a position that a lot of young people aren't in and are probably listening to me going, Niamh, shut the fuck up. Like, if I had a house, then I'd be having the best year of my life. But that goes to show you how bad this year has been for me mentally, okay? If the bad is outweighing that, then that says a lot, okay? Because having a podcast has been a dream of mine for a very, very long time. But yeah, I'm excited to see the back of it. I'm really excited. And I feel like the whole, I know it's very cliche, new year, new me, but I do feel like that really is a thing. Like, I feel like going into a new year, if you've had a bad year, it does bring you solace of like, okay, it's over, it's done, we're in a new year now. So yeah, I'm really happy to see the back of it, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are too. And don't feel down on yourself if you're looking at TikToks. And I think another important thing to remember is you're seeing like a highlight reel of people's lives on TikTok. So like, I could post a TikTok now being like, oh my God, I've had the best year ever, and like say all the good things that happened to me. But that doesn't mean that there wasn't things happening that were also really hard and I really struggled with. So I think that's another big thing to remember going into the new year. You're seeing a highlight reel on people's lives. You don't see the negative a lot of the time. Like, a lot of people don't share the negative of their life. And a lot of people will have gone through a lot of hardships this year and maybe just not share it. So remember that, and remember, if you're feeling that way, girl, I feel the same. So this is a safe space for all of our depression heads that want to moan about 2024. Guys, I'm filming this episode in advance. So it's actually the 15th of December right now. And we're just filming an episode in advance so that we can obviously have a little bit of time off over Christmas and over New Year's. So we're not filming coming in on New Year's Day. Can you imagine? You wouldn't see me in here. Not a fucking chance. I'd still be up from the night before partying in my auntie's kitchen. That's exactly what I'd be doing. Not a fucking hope would I be in here. So we're taking the precaution. We're not letting it go to shit like Vlogmas did, okay? This is called maturity, growing up. But yeah, we're filming it in advance. So I don't know what I'm going to do for New Year's. Last year, me and Alex, what did we do last year? I actually have no idea. Do you know, actually, a really cute memory? Me and Alex started seeing each other September 2022. And he told me he loved me a few days before New Year's of 22. That was the first time he told me he loved me. And we spent the new year that year, like, I mean, we did not get out of bed for like 3 days. We were just in this little bubble, like, of like lying in bed and cuddling and whatever. So we rang in the new year together that year. But I can't remember what I did last year. My mind's drawn a blank. This year, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. I'm not a big New Year's person. Are you, Lauren?
You can tell that my voice is still gone in this episode. No, like, I used to be that person that would be like, I have to go out on New Year's. But now I couldn't stand the thought of going out on New Year's, in all honesty.
Yeah. I don't like going out on any night where, like, the town's jammers, you can't get taxis. It's just not my scene. Like, I'd rather go out on, like, a random Tuesday that nobody's out, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, this year, like, is our first year, the same as you, and even our own house and stuff. So I'm kind of hoping it'll be a little bit more wholesome. Like,
yeah.
Maybe have a few people over or something like that. Like, because we haven't really had anyone over because we've only been in like 2 months.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably what we'll do as well. And when we have people over, see, the problem is if we have a New Year's party, like, all of my friends are mad. All of Alex's friends are mad. So we'll go into New Year's Day. Do you know what I mean? Like, the party will be a New Year's Eve party and New Year's Day party. So, yeah, that's more than likely what I'm going to do. But I will update you if I'm good. I really want to try and be good. I really, really do. Like, I'm going to try and be good now for 2025. I said this, this is kind of going into resolutions. But, oh my God, lads, everyone's laughing at me, right? Because I went out a few weekends ago now, by the time you're listening to this episode. And I just went mad. Like, I went mad. I was literally out until the next morning. Like, you know, when you're sitting in a kitchen, like, Lauren, I don't know if you've ever been in this scenario because you seem a lot more mature than me. But, you know, when you're like in the kitchen the next morning, birds are chirping and it's like, okay, fuck, like, what have we done? So I had one of those kind of moments, you know, a few weeks ago. And the next day, I had such bad anxiety. I literally disappeared for like 3 days off the internet. Didn't want to speak to anybody. Even my friends and stuff didn't answer the phone. And then I came back to life and I was like, I'm doing a year sober. I just decided while I was hungover that I was doing a year sober. And then it was the fucking TikTok Christmas party that night. And sure did. I went on Instagram and on TikTok. I was like, I'm doing a year sober. This, like, why did I do that? Because I fucking had a drink that night. That fucking night, like, there's something wrong with me. Like, I say things and I never stick by them, which is why I'm like, I don't believe myself a single New Year's resolution I ever make. But the problem with me, do you know what, girls? I can't say this on TikTok, but I'll say it on my podcast because you know how people are on TikTok. The drinking isn't the issue. Having one or two drinks is not the issue. The issue is having 12 drinks and staying up in someone's kitchen until 6 o'clock the next morning. I don't mind going out and having a porn star martini. That's not the issue. The issue is then going on to the rollover, like sitting in a fucking kitchen chatting shit until God knows what time in the morning. But I can't exactly say that I don't want to do that anymore on TikTok because people will be like, what the fuck? Like, you're 20 fucking seven. Why the fuck are you acting like an 18-year-old? Like, literally, people are always reminding me that I'm nearly 30. So that's my New Year's resolution, to stop going to afters. We'll see. And do you know what? Me and Alex are so bad together as well because Alex is a fucker for it. Like, Alex is it'll come to like 2 o'clock, like, or whatever. Everyone wants to go home from the pub and Alex will be like, right, whose house are we going to? He's coming to mine. Like, he's a fucker for it. So then it makes me worse, you know what I mean? He probably says the same about me, to be honest, because I'm the life and soul of the party. Let me just say that now, okay? But yeah, that's probably one of my resolutions. And I really want to quit smoking this year. I really, really do. I've had enough. I've had enough with not being able to breathe. I've had enough with having a sore throat. Like, I feel like every fucking week I'm complaining about a sore throat. I've had enough with having no energy, not being able to run. I really, really want to quit smoking. That's my big, big thing this year. And it's so hard. Like, it is, I think, honestly, I think people really minimize how hard it is to quit smoking. And the thing about me is as well,
I work from home, basically. Like, a lot of people say I don't work. I'd probably agree with that, to be honest. I think I just fluke life. I don't know how I've made it this far, but I have. But obviously, I make a couple of videos. So I have so much spare time in my day. I have a smoke hanging out of my mouth 90% of the time. Like, my nail is literally a luminous yellow all the time from all the nicotine that I'm inhaling. Like, that cannot be good for me. It can't be good. So that's a New Year's resolution for me, to quit smoking. Fingers crossed. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it, but we'll see.
A lot of the listeners said in our question box that it was either smoking or vaping that they wanted to give up. So you're not going to be alone. They'll hold you accountable. Accountable.
Do you know what the thing is as well with the vaping, right? I feel like vaping would be even harder. Right. Smoking, I feel like, is so hard to give up. But like, a lot of my friends that vape, yeah, they're like just sitting with a vape and they're huffing it 24/7. Because it tastes like sweets, I think your brain isn't engaging that it's bad for you. Whereas say like I sat and had like 4 smokes in a row, I'd probably vomit, number one. But number two, your brain is engaging like, this is really bad for me. Like, this is awful for me. Whereas with vape, I feel like your brain is not engaging that because it tastes nice. Does that make sense? So yeah, definitely. I'm going to try some nicotine replacements. I have been using nicotine replacements and I have managed to cut down a little bit. So I think I'm just going to try, like, at the moment I'm smoking probably 20 a day. So if I can cut it down to 10 by 6 months time, I will be very happy with that. And then I think it's from there cutting it down even more. I know I said I was doing a year sober, but that's, look, I'll be so honest, my hangover's gone now, so I don't even want to do a year. What was I thinking? Like, but do you know what I will say? Okay, I really feel for anybody that, you know, has to be sober, because obviously I feel like it's all well and good for me being like, oh, I'm not going to do a year sober, but it's good that I have the choice to do that. Some people don't have that choice. Obviously addiction is a very real thing. As I'm addicted to smoking, some people are addicted to alcohol. So it's all well and good for me to be able to be like, oh, I'm not doing it. But one thing I will say, I completely understand now the pressure, how people that are addicted to alcohol find it so hard to even go out, right? Because the other night when I was at the TikTok Christmas party, I went in and my friends will tell you, I was like, I'm not drinking. I'm doing tonight sober. Everyone, literally everyone was like, oh, you're so boring. Like, have a drink. Like, just have a drink. Like, don't be the boring one. I am not joking you. And it ended up that I did have a drink purely because I was like, oh my God, am I the boring one? So I can't imagine how difficult that must be if you do suffer from alcoholism, to be going out into environments where there is alcohol and trying to be sober and having people have that reaction. Now, I don't know, maybe they don't with people that are alcoholics, but a lot of people that are alcoholics don't want to say they're alcoholics straight out. So they might just say, oh, yeah, I'm sober, like, I'm not drinking. But there's a huge pressure. And do you know what? I feel like it doesn't exist in other parts of the world. It's massive in Ireland. I feel like in Ireland, we rely so heavily on alcohol for social events and socialising, which is probably really, really unhealthy. But yeah, completely, like, my heart goes out. Like, I follow, I'd actually love to have her on the pod. I don't know if any of you guys follow her. Her old username was, let me check her new one, but her old username was Sober Queens. Her name's Kira. She's an absolute sweetheart. Let me check. It's Kira O'Donnell, Kira _ O'Donnell on TikTok. And she's been very, very open about her struggle with alcoholism and addiction. And she's very young and she's trying to be sober and she's relapsed a couple of times. And the other night, I was really putting myself into her shoes. When I was going out, obviously, it's not the same thing. I don't suffer from alcohol addiction and I'm not in any way saying it's the same. But even just me trying to go out and be like, okay, I'm going to be sober. Like, I'm not going to drink tonight. And having about 10 people in my ear being like, no, drink, don't be the boring one. Just have one. Ah, just one won't hurt. That kind of thing. I was thinking of Kira because I follow her. I really like her. I have a lot of time for her. And I kept thinking how hard that must be for her if she's on a night out. And no wonder people relapse, because if that's what they're hearing and they suffer from addiction, it's kind of giving them the green light of, oh, do you know what? Fuck it. Just do it kind of thing. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry. This is kind of, I've gone off on a bit of a tangent, but Yeah, really, really feel for anybody that suffers for addiction. And I also know that it's a really hard time this time of year for anybody that suffers with addiction, especially alcohol. I feel like Christmas must be one of the hardest times of the year because everywhere you go, there's drink. Yeah, I feel like in Ireland, Christmas is about fucking drinking. So, yeah, my heart goes out to anybody dealing with that. And sorry, this is so random, but I meant to say that on the podcast just because I found it so difficult the other day. And I'm not even like, I don't have an addiction. It was just that I wanted to be sober for a year. Anyway, back to the sober for a year. That's not happening, girls. I just can't do it. Let me think if I have any other resolutions this year. Probably just to stay alive. I said this on my TikTok. That's very depressing, isn't it? That's very given, like, down in the dumps. But I said this on my TikTok. I actually feel like this year, like 2024, so last year, I found that I'm just happy that I achieved staying alive. So that is my resolution every year. Just get through the motherfucking year. That's my resolution. Get through the year, come out the other end of it. I wish we had a crystal ball that we could get, like, imagine, Lauren, we could get like a little highlight reel of what's going to happen in the year and some pre-warning.
Yeah, but would you want like everything or would you just...
No, but like the big parts.
Yeah, okay.
Because imagine if I was pre-warned about how tragic my 2024 was. Well, to be honest, it probably would have ruined the bit of it that was good then if I knew about the bad bits.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
it's like when people say, like, if you were able to find out the way you die, would you find out?
Oh my god, no, absolutely not. Would you?
No, because imagine it was like you get hit by a car, you'd never go out on the road.
Yeah,
again.
You'd never go out on the road. Or if it was like, oh, a fire, you'd never fucking light a match ever again, you know. It'd really make you fearful. But I don't know, I'd love to know going into 2025, like, what's gonna happen, like, is anything exciting gonna happen? I don't know.
I have a few resolutions from the listeners, if
yeah.
you like them.
Let's go.
So Alex has said that she would like to spend less screen time.
Oh, I can't really make that resolution because of my job. Well, we check my screen time. Guys, my screen time is sick.
Let's compare them. I don't know if my phone even does it, but we'll
Let's
see.
Do it. Screen time. Oh. Right. In my defense, okay, I fall asleep listening. I told you this. I listen to YouTube true crime documentaries every night falling asleep. So my phone is on the screen while I'm asleep. So I think that's why mine is ridiculously high. But let me know when you have yours and I'll...
Yeah, I'm just looking. Mine only gives me today. Is where I can see before.
I have my daily average.
Yeah, mine just gives me today.
What's today?
3 hours, 25 minutes.
Oh, do you want to know my daily... Oh,
it's only 4 o'clock.
That's not bad. Do you want to know my daily average?
Okay.
14 hours, oh. 42 minutes.
And you're not awake for the other 10 hours.
Yeah, and it says down 26% from last week. So what the fuck was... But now, in fairness, do you hear what I'm saying? I listen to true crime documentaries and I have it beside me on YouTube while I'm going to sleep. So that's probably like 6 hours. I sleep for about 6 hours if I'm lucky. So that's probably like 6 hours of that is... No, it's definitely not. I'm always on my phone. So that's definitely when I'm awake and I'm using my phone. I'm sure it has a way to track if you're actually using it.
Okay, mine was 8 hours yesterday. That was when I was hungover, so...
Oh my God, do you want to know my weekly TikTok? 51 hours and 34 minutes.
Jesus.
Virgin Media Player, 15 hours and 30 minutes.
That's from your I'm a Celebrity binging?
Yeah. Camera from my Vlogmas, 9 hours, 4 minutes. What the fuck? YouTube, 8 hours, 14 minutes. I listen to YouTube going to sleep, so I don't know how. Unless...
My highest use is Instagram, somehow.
Oh, my Instagram's quite low, actually. It's only 5 hours. I'm not big into Instagram, to be honest. Socials this week, I have spent 60 hours and 26 minutes on socials. I've spent 26 hours and 4 minutes on entertainment. And I've spent 13 hours and 39 minutes on creativity.
And what would creativity be? Like editing or something?
Editing, CapCut, photos, like all of that sort of thing. Fucking hell. Like, what's mine today? Today, my... Oh my God, what did you say yours was today?
3 hours and a half, I think I said.
Mine is 9 hours, 41 minutes. How though? See, this is what
you're not even awake 9 hours.
I only got up at 11:30 and it's 4:30. So that is half of that is when I'm sleeping, when I'm listening to YouTube. So there we go. Mine's a fluke. Mine's wrong because of that.
Mine gives me like guidelines of ways to disconnect. Like, do I want to set app limits and stuff? Does yours do that?
Yeah.
But I lock share the apps then. No thanks.
But yeah, screen time is a good one. Just I can't do it because it's literally my job. And I use that as an excuse for why I flick on TikTok for about 10 hours a day.
Someone else said, get a therapist and more fresh air. I think everybody should get a therapist. I've never had a therapist, but like from the people I know that go to therapy, I think it can help everybody just a little bit.
I hate a therapy. I've gone to a few different therapists and I just never found... Like, I used to go in and, like, the therapist would be like, the first time I'd go in, I'd be, like, bawling, crying, like, oh, my God, I'm so sad. And then I'd get, like, the next time I'd go in and be like, oh, my God, I'm all better. And I'd, like, lie that I, like, felt completely better just to get out of therapy. But I think that's because if you're neurodivergent, I think traditional normal therapy isn't the best route. I think DBT is the best route. I think that's what it's called. And also... neurodivergent therapists, I think there's like a whole organization that's like neurodivergent therapists for neurodivergent people. So I think that's why therapy for me, I just really struggle. Like I will sit here and trauma dump to you guys and that's my therapy. Does that make sense? Like why do I need therapy when I'm coming in here and just spilling my guts every single week? I feel like it is a form of therapy. And I'm one of those that I'm like, I'd rather speak to my podcast or speak to my friends, my family. But I do know a lot of people, even some of my friends, really benefit from therapy. They love it.
Yeah, same here. I have a few friends that go to therapy and like they swear by it.
Swear by it, yeah.
We have a lovely resolution here from Roisin. And she says, to listen to Niamh every Wednesday of 2025. Amen.
Bless you. I need to start. Do you know why I don't listen back to my own podcasts?
Well, to be fair, like, you're living it. So.
Yeah, but I should start listening back because I need to give myself the listen. That's my New Year's resolution. Listen to my own podcast on repeat every day for a week.
We have a few people that said that they want to learn how to save better.
I have a good one. I have a good one. I need to learn to drive.
Fair.
I have to stop this ridiculous fear of driving and I need to learn to drive. But you know what's really not helping? I'm binge watching I'm a Celebrity at the moment because I'm a pick me. I can't watch it when it's on. I have to. Do you know what it is? It's because I have to binge it and you can't binge it when there's one episode a night. Like I need to be able to watch episode after episode. So I wait till the series is over and then I watch it. And I don't like surprises either, so I like knowing who's won going into it, you know? Anyway, every single ad on Virgin Media Player is for something to do with driving, you know, them scary ads. Like,
oh, yeah, like RSA and stuff.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the road, like all of them. So that's really not helping my irrational fear of driving. But that is a new, and I think Alex would really, I think he's getting fed up of chauffeuring me around, to be honest. Even though, like, I get a lot of taxis, but I think he's getting fed up of always driving me around, which is completely fair. So that's my New Year's resolution, to learn to drive.
A lot of people talking about weight loss.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that New Year's resolution. I don't like, you shouldn't go into the New Year feeling like you have to change your body. Like, mindset is one thing, but I don't think making a resolution of needing to lose weight is healthy. And let me tell you why, because I feel like if you're going to lose weight, you're going to lose weight. If you're going to gain weight, you're going to gain weight. There's nothing wrong with either. If you're putting pressure on yourself right from the beginning of 2025 that you need to lose weight and you need to look a certain way and you need to look better in your eyes, what you think is better, that's starting off on such a negative foot straight away. Like, don't put them resolutions on yourself, guys. Don't put pressure on yourself. I think another thing, right, I've really struggled with like body image in this past year because I've gained quite a lot of weight. I know people say, no, you haven't. Yeah, I fucking have. Go back and look at my TikToks from 2022 versus now. But I was thinking the other day, I'm 27. Our bodies are changing. Our hips are getting wider. Our hips are becoming childbearing hips. We're not supposed to look like we did when we were 18 for our whole fucking lives. So don't put that resolution on yourself. It's one thing to say, I want to be healthier. I want to go to the gym more. I want to eat healthier. But to immediately be like, I want to change how I look. I'm unhappy in myself and I want to change how I look. I just feel like it's negative. And yeah, I don't know. How do you feel about that, Lauren?
It's funny you say that because like, I lost a lot of weight over COVID. I lost 2.5 stone. And after that, I found myself in a really difficult place of trying to balance, like, not being obsessed with my weight then, trying to stay that way. And obviously when COVID ended and we were all back out and we were able to go to restaurants and pubs and everything is normal, it was just natural we were going to put on weight again, you know? And I've been like that for a long time after COVID, and like, it used to like irritate me that I got myself to that stage.
Yeah.
But over the last few months, I've been so busy because I mentioned earlier we moved into our own house and things like that, that I've been so distracted that for the first time in like 2 years, I haven't had all these thoughts about weight and like trying to, you know, maintain and things like that. And it's been so nice.
Yeah.
Like, not having to think about it and like not even think of, oh, I wonder where I'm at or whatever. And I've actually found myself like looking at myself in the mirror and being like, I'm really happy with whatever stage I'm at now. Yeah. And I have no idea what weight I am. I haven't stepped on the scales.
Yeah.
I could be heavier than I was like when I was having those thoughts. I actually don't have a clue. But it's actually really, really nice not actually having to care about it, I suppose. Yeah.
I feel, do you know what, lads? I feel like, do you know what my motto is, right? Anything could happen. Tomorrow is never promised. I would rather die with a full belly after having eaten loads of food that I like than die having eaten lettuce the day before. Honestly, think about it logically, like, and not to be like a downer, but tomorrow is never fucking promised. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be healthy or wanting to like have things in moderation, which is probably something that I should learn, okay? But also, who the fuck cares? Like, who actually fucking cares? Who cares? Like, I feel like the older I've gotten, I'll be so honest. Like, a few years ago, I was so... If you showed me a picture of myself now a few years ago, I would have been angry at myself, which is ridiculous because I'm still a size 8 to 10. You know what I mean? But I've always had a big pressure on myself to stay small, stay skinny, whatever. Now, as I've gotten older, I couldn't give a fucking shite. I couldn't care less. If I want a hot dog, I'm having a hot dog. If I want a burger, I'm having a burger. If I want a Chinese, I'm having a Chinese. And tomorrow's never promised. So imagine, right, something happened to me tomorrow and I'm after spending the day before worrying about, I need to lose a stone. I need to eat less and lose a stone. No, I'd rather have eaten a full fucking birthday cake the day before. You know what I mean? And enjoy every moment of life, you know? And as I'm saying, there's nothing wrong with saying, I want to be healthier. I want to make healthier choices. I want to go to the gym. Like, I would like to go to the gym more in 2025. But I think having this pressure on yourself of, oh my God, I need to lose a stone in 2025. I need to lose 3 stone in 2025. I feel like it's just a negative thought immediately going into the year. And yeah, I feel like we're coming out of the times now where it's like, do you know what? Actually, I say that, but I feel like we're going back towards the 2000s stick thin look at the moment, which scares the fuck out of me. Do you remember early 2000s? Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely stick thin, unhealthy looking. I see that creeping back. I feel like we flip-flop, don't we, in society? Like, we go from one extreme to the other. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on women, especially a lot. I know a lot of my listeners are my age and even older, women in their 30s, and I feel like there's a lot of pressure. I think we put pressure on ourselves to look how we did when we were 18. Girl, we were children. We were children. Of course we looked like children. We were fucking children. You know what I mean? So you're not going to look like that at 28. Like, you're not going to look the same 10 years later. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. So I hope nobody is going into the new year bringing the same body image issues as the year before, which I know is hard. I know it is. But I feel like you only get one life. Eat the fucking pizza. Eat the cake. Have the fucking McDonald's. Have the fucking Chinese. Fuck it. Like, who knows what could happen tomorrow? Sorry, that was a tangent.
I have one here from Luke as well. And it says, to travel more. You're after booking a big holiday, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. So me and Alex this year for Christmas, me and Alex always go very overboard, right? Like, last year, we got each other a shitload. Like, we spent about $2,500 on each other last year each, right? Christmas is a big thing. We go crazy overboard. We buy ridiculous presents. And do you know what? We have nothing to show for it. Like, I got Alex a pair of Louboutin shoes. He's never worn them. not he loves them, but they're so good that he's like, I'm going to keep them for something special. Something special has never come. You know what I mean? So like what we were saying before, anything could happen tomorrow. What's the point of keeping a pair of shoes for a year? But this year we were like, you know what? Fuck that. Like neither of us need anything or want anything. So we booked a holiday. We can book little holidays throughout the year, but we booked Dubai because Dubai is quite expensive. It's something that you probably aren't going to do on a whim. So that's our new thing now. Every year we're going to book, like, I think we really want to go to Miami. We really want to go to Thailand. So we're going to book like a big expensive holiday basically every Christmas. And I think personally, I will value that a lot more. And you know what? People are saying, oh, get each other something for under the tree. We can't do that, lads, because if we do that, it will just become, oh, I'll get him something else. You know, it has to be all or nothing. So we're trialing it this year. We'll see how we go. But I really think that I will really value it because me personally, I prefer memories over gifts. I'm a big memories person. So I think our holiday is booked for March. So it's not that long of a wait after Christmas. And you know what? After the come down of Christmas and then my birthday's February, I think it'll be perfect in March to get a little holiday in.
What date are you in February?
7th.
Oh, no way. I'm the 28th.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so we're not that
far. Are you Aquarius?
No, I'm Pisces.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we spoke about that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just missed the Pisces train. Thank fuck, guys. Any more resolutions?
Connor said, definitely to work on myself and not to please everybody all the time. It's okay to say no.
Oh my God, I can relate to that one so much. I am such a people pleaser. Like, I'm a yes man. Like, I do not have the ability to say no. I say yes to everything all the time, even when it's something that, like, makes me uncomfortable or... Like, I am that person that if I was getting kidnapped, I'd be too afraid to, like, ask, am I getting kidnapped? I'd just be like, okay. You know, like, genuinely, that's me. I'm not even shitting you. So I feel like that's a really good resolution and I might take inspiration from that because, yeah, I feel like I'm a yes person.
And then Emily said, to be a better person and make myself happier. Preach, aww. Emily. Preach. Oh,
Emily, I am sure you don't need to be a better person because if you have the awareness, if you have the self-awareness to like be like, I want to be a better person, that probably means you're a good person to begin with. I feel like bad people don't have the self-awareness to be like, oh my God, like I want to be a better person. They just think they are good people, you know? So I'm sure you are a great person.
So yeah, that's pretty much all of them I have. Like, they're all just repeats, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like New Year's resolutions are always the same. It's either smoking, drinking, or losing weight. But we won't have any losing weight resolutions here. We can frame it in a way that's healthy in our minds and be like, okay, I want to go to the gym more. I want to make healthier choices. But let's not go into 2025 being like, I want to be skinnier, okay? Because there's nothing wrong with having a bit of chunk. I have a bit more than a bit of junk in my trunk at the moment. And I've never been happier. And I say that, but then I also say I hate 2024.
My New Year's resolution was to be more organised. Me and Niamh have had this conversation already. Trying to juggle so many things at once and I end up just getting myself into a dizzy and really stressed. So I've said I'm going to be more organised.
Yeah,
I'm going to have a diary.
I'll join you with that because do you know what? I got, you know, the head plan.
Yeah, I remember you saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got one of those. So I'm going to start being more organised too. Do you know one thing that I really struggle with as well, guys, with the podcast, right? So maybe you guys can help me here. But one thing I really struggle with is like guests. I feel like I have a bad like sense. I'm a people pleaser. So number one, I hate asking people, do they want to come on the podcast? Even though like Lauren would do it. But I just hate asking people. I feel like I'm putting them out. And then number two, I feel like I'm not socially aware to know who people want to hear from. So maybe my New Year's resolution can be to be more organized and get more guests on the podcast.
She says this. And she was the one that got the two girls from OnlyFans. She got Bea and Rachel and she got Enya on. This will obviously come out when
You still know that Enya was on the pod.
Yeah, so you're a waffler. You're already doing great. And we can't obviously tell you who they are, but she has three or four more guests planned out as well. You got Brandon on.
Oh yeah, true.
So there you go. That's three guests. Four.
I feel like my friends have a podcast and they're very organized. Like they have literally a guest every single week. Like every week they have a guest. And do you know, they do my head in, right? Let me say this here now. They get all the guests. So then I'm like, who am I left with? But like, say they get X person. I'm like, okay, I can't have X person now for 3 months because they've had X person. So it's just going to look like I'm copying them. So actually, they're fucking up my... Brandon, Daniel, Shanice. No, they're just very organized and they're very good at getting guests and they get guests every week, which then makes me feel insecure of, oh my God, am I not doing enough? But I suppose that's just normal. I feel like if you have a podcast, you're probably always thinking that way. So maybe my New Year's resolution should be to just go with the flow.
Oh, 100%.
Beating myself up.
I can't wait for everybody to see like the plans that you've already come up with for this year of guests and things. God, like you can already probably guess some of them.
Yeah.
But no, like Niamh has come up with some really, really good ideas for episodes that we will be going ahead with in 2024. Or 2024? Geez, I'm a year behind. 2025. Sorry.
You're putting us back a year. Right, guys, so that was a very short and sweet episode. Happy New Year to everybody listening. Sorry, guys, I just had a brain fart, but I hope you have a great day. I hope you had an amazing Christmas dinner, an amazing New Year's dinner. And yeah, hopefully 2025 is amazing and better than 2024 for me. Anyway, I love you guys. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.